Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam. This is, we are live from the Mahikim annual Islamiyat speech contest. Inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the speech contest is about to commence in a few minutes. The brothers, all the preparations have been made. The atmosphere is electric. And subhanallah, all the contestants are ready to start giving their speech. They are all excited. The little ones traveling from far and wide, from the northwest, from the Free State and from the Northern Cape. All of them excited, ready to give their speeches. Inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will now commence with the broadcast from Mahikeng, wherein we will be broadcasting the Islamiyat speech contest, and the broadcast commences now inshallah. Tune in and listen to Radio Islam International.
الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن من البيان لسحرة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Our honorable and respected ulama, our Amir of the Speech Contest Committee, Mufti Yaqub Minti, Mufti Farooq Minti, the founder of this exciting speech contest, our respected Speech Contest Committee members, our honorable and respected adjudicators for the morning, Hafiz Ibrahim Musa of CII Radio, Brother Faisal Patel, as well as Sister Samira Baba, both from Radio Islam International. Our respected brothers and sisters in Islam, our honorable listeners of Radio Islam International, and our beloved shining stars for the day, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send durood, salam and salutations upon the Nabi of Allah, indeed our guide, our role model, our savior, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honorable and respected friends, one of the most amazing bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed you and I, and that is the bounty of communication and the ability to use words. You know, it is said, words are the most inexhaustible source of magic, capable of both benefit and harm. Now to understand it from a youngster's perspective, you know, you meet a young boy who is head over heels over a particular girl. This youngster will use every single word in the book of love to win the heart of this girl. And for him, these words are like magic. And even he will use LOL, for him, his understanding is lots of love. But on a more serious note, you bump into a person who is extremely upset. He has had an off day. And that person is fuming, and that person is letting out all words of anger and frustration. Immediately you will feel that negative magnetic effect affecting your heart. And on the flip side of the coin, you bump into a loving and caring and compassionate person, and that person is only sharing words of kindness and words of compassion. Immediately you and I will feel that positive magnetic effect affecting your heart. And in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna minal bayani la sihra. For indeed some speeches, for indeed some words, they are like magic. And today, my dear respected elders and friends, today, as we are going to witness our young, bright, shining stars, they are going to share words with us that will leave you mesmerized. They will share with us words that will hypnotize you. For indeed, they are going to inspire you, they are going to motivate you, and most definitely, they are going to warm your hearts this morning. Honorable and respected friends, as we have gathered here this morning, it is extremely important that we rectify our niyyah, that we correct our intention. The reason why you and I have come here together, obviously to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when that youngster comes out, and that youngster speaks of Quran, my source, my inspiration. Let us feel that desire. Let us feel that need to increase my recitation of Quran. When that youngster speaks of my favorite surah, let me also have the deep desire to also have a favorite surah and to go beyond, to understand it, to have feelings for it, to have love for it. Honorable and respected elders and friends, let us sit today like an empty cup. And let us allow the nur of Allah, let us allow the nur of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter into our hearts via our shining stars. Honorable and respected elders and friends, inshallah we are going to begin with the recitation of the Qur'an Kareem. I call upon Hafiz Muhammad Sufi, Hafiz Muhammad Yasin Sufi, who is 10 years old. He is currently doing his hifz by our respected Maulana Angamia, who is our host and the Amir and the principal of Madrasa Jamia Mafeking. So I call upon now Hafiz Muhammad Yasin Sufi to begin with the rendition of the Qur'an Kareem.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
Jazakumullah khairan to Hafiz Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take Hafiz from strength to strength and make him a complete Hafiz insha'Allah. Honorable and respected elders and friends, yesterday when I came to Mahikeng, but the community has insisted I must say Mafeking. But nevertheless, I came to the community and mashallah, the community of Mafeking has come alive. Alhamdulillah, as you can see before you, and for the benefit of our listeners on Radio Islam International, alhamdulillah, the hall is full. The mashallah, the brothers and sisters have went full out to really make this program a reality. Wallahi, the effort behind the scenes, preparing this type of program, there is a lot of sacrifice and dedication that goes as far as the host town is concerned. fully supported by our Northwest Free State and Northern Cape Speech Contest Committee, which is led by our senior alim of the country, Mufti Yaqub Minty. Respected elders and friends, for every team to be successful, most definitely you need a captain, you need an Amir. And in the midst of Mahikeng and Mafeking, we have a very strong alim who has, alhamdulillah, did a phenomenal job to bring this program to the fore with his staff from Madrasa Islamia Mafeking. And alhamdulillah, yesterday I seen a unified effort. And we have to acknowledge and we need to give credit to our ulama who have taken up this initiative to make these programs a reality. Honorable and respected friends, I am going to now call Maulana Ibrahim Angamia, who has been serving the Mafeking community for the past 16 years and has been making imamat for the past 5 years. And alhamdulillah, he is the principal of Madrasa Jamia Mafeking, and he's doing a phenomenal job with his team. I call upon Maulana Ibrahim Angamia to do the welcome.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمد الله ونسبح الله ونشكر الله ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. We begin by praising, glorifying and thanking Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we also send salawat and salam upon our beloved leader and master Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. This is a quotation from our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, it is a hadith, a Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "My love is incumbent for those who love each other for my pleasure, who sit with each other for my pleasure, who visit each other for my pleasure, and who spend on each other for my pleasure." Taking this hadith and putting it into context with this event, let us clear our intentions that we are here for this sake, for what the hadith emphasizes on, inshaAllah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On behalf of Madrasa Jamia Islamia Mafeking, and also the Northwest, Northern Cape, and Free State Islamiyat Speech Contest Committee, I would like to extend a very, very, very warm welcome to one and all so early this morning, or so early on a Sunday morning. It gives us great pleasure to see everyone out here in their numbers, and that is why, again, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum insha'Allah. I hope from now till the end of this program, and insha'Allah to your on your return home, you will be as comfortable as possible insha'Allah. I don't want to say too much, but a very, very warm welcome to our very, very special guests that are present here. And our most special guests are, like it was emphasized, that this event is because of our young jewels that inshallah today will inspire us and inshallah create more of a desire for all of us to practice on our deen according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and according to the sunnah and on the sunnah of our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So without taking up too much of your time, I say again, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum from Madrasa Jamia Islamia Mafeking, and also from the Northwest, Northern Cape and Free State Islamia Speech Contest Committee. Jazakumullah khair.
Jazakumullah khair to Mufti Maulana Ibrahim Angamia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take Maulana from strength to strength, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all his efforts, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Maulana long lives, so that inshallah he can serve the community of Mahikeng and the broader world inshallah. Honorable and respected friends, you know, at the end of the speech contest in 2013, Maulana Ibrahim Angamia and Maulana Abdullah Minty had almost like a war. I want to host it.
Port said, I want to host it. My king said, I want to host it. And alhamdulillah, 2 years has gone by, and mashallah, both of them have, alhamdulillah, secured the speech contest. Alhamdulillah, from the founder of our speech contest, Mufti Farooq Mintib, he has made mention to me that all those participant towns that also have the same fervor and desire to host this type of program, humbly requested to meet Mufti Saab, and inshallah, are motivated to Mufti Saab that inshallah next year we want to host it. So all the other towns who have not hosted it, you are humbly requested to meet with Mufti Saab inshallah, so that inshallah next year we can, well in fact today we can decide which town or which city will host next year's speech contest. Respected elders and friends, before I end you to my co-MC, Maulana Zubair Minti of Al Huda Muslim School, inshallah, I'm going to go through the protocol, the rules, like you know, wherever you go, there will always be rules and regulations. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the rules for this year's speech contest are as follows. Imagine, we are all on a mango flight. Rule number one, we should maintain absolute silence, and if any mummy or daddy's voices are heard, the MC will call you on stage for a 30 minute impromptu speech on a 1001 methods in dealing with bad behavior. Hear me. Rule number two, we ask you not to move these chairs. If we can all place our hands beneath the chairs, we will see that there is an inject button on these chairs. If you move these chairs more than 5 degrees, you will be ejected out of this hall. Rule number three, we politely ask you not to eat. If you are caught eating anything, we have officials and teachers with real eagle eyes. They will snatch your chips away and it will be shared amongst the officials and teachers. They are here since after Fajr and last night. Rule number four, and to all our learners, please remain on the chairs that has been allocated to you. Rule number five, we kindly ask our audience not to leave your seat while the learners are presenting their speeches, and no person will be allowed to enter the hall while the learner is presenting his or her speeches. Our learners have prepared these speeches months in advance. And rule number six, very, very important, from our speech contest committee, we humbly request one and all to refrain from taking videos and any photography. Jazakumullahu khairan, let us all abide to the rules of the speech contest. Before I end you now to category one and grade one, inshallah, I'm just going to briefly outline what the judges will be doing as far as the time is concerned. As far as category one is concerned, that is grade one and grade two, the time allocation is 1 minute to 1.5 minutes. After 1 minute, the judges will raise a green flag. After 1 minute and 30 seconds, the judges will raise a red flag. And at 1 minute and 45 seconds, a bell will be sounded, which means the speech will be stopped. Alright, so that is the benefit for all of our audience as well as our listeners. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, respected elders and friends, it's time for me now to hand over the mic to my co-MC, Maulana Zubair Minti.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our first participant in our Northwest Free State and Northern Cape Islamiyat Speech Contest is none other than Tasmiya Kara with her favorite surah from Madrasa Islamia Klagsdorp. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My favorite surah is Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening chapter of the Holy Quran. Do you know that Surah Fatiha is referred to as Ummul Quran, which means the mother of the Quran? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam was seated in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when a voice was heard from Jannah. The angel greeted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him, accept the glad tidings that you have been granted two lights which no other prophet has received. These are Surah Fatiha and the last two ayahs of Surah Baqarah. Surah Fatiha is a dua taught to us by Allah Himself. It comprises of 25 words only and is a cure for every sickness. Surah Fatiha has many other names, some of which are Ash-Shafia, the cure, Surah Al-Hamd, chapter of praise. Respected audience, I would like to tell you a little secret. When I feel sick, I recite Surah Fatiha 7 times. Then, blow into a glass of water and drink it. And with the help of my Allah, I begin to feel better. Alhamdulillah.
Jazakumullah khairan. Just a quick announcement as far as our listeners of Radio Islam International, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. You can be part of this program by joining the Twitter handle. You can post your comments and your feedback as far as the programming and all the speeches are concerned. You can use the hashtag NW Speech. NW Speech. I hand you back to our MC, Maulana Zubair.
Our second participant in our grade 1 category is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud Muhammad, with Allah is watching us, from Nurul Iman Muslim School, Rustenburg.
What is a security camera? It is something used to see and record who is doing wrong so that they can be caught and punished. Do we have one here? No, it doesn't look like. So does that mean we can be naughty? No, no, no. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah is watching. Be it in the dark of night or light of day, be it under our bed or on top of our bicycles, Allah is all-seeing, the all-seeing. No matter where we are or what we are doing, Allah is watching. No matter who we are, be it President Jacob Zuma, Chiki Lamba, or myself, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Muhammad, Allah will reward or punish us according to our actions. When there is a security camera, then a person is more careful of what they do. So if we remember that Allah is watching, it will be easy for us to stay away from wrong. Never forget, Allah is watching. Jazakallah.
Jazakallahu khairan. That was the voice of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud Muhammad, all the way from Rustenburg. We go to our next participant, Uzair Sayed, with my favorite surah, from Jamia Islamia Mafeking.
Assalamu alaykum. The first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is recite Ayatul Kursi. While packing my bag and on my way to school, I find myself reading a beautiful verse. Ever since I've learned about the meaning and the power of Ayatul Kursi, it has become my favorite verse. You might be thinking, a verse having power? Yes, Ayatul Kursi has the power of protection. This verse describes the qualities of Allah, and it shows us the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referred a few times saying that it is the greatest verse in the noble Quran. We all need protection against Shaitan and protection of our families and homes. We all want to enter Jannah and have a happy ever after. This is why after every Salah and before I go to sleep, I recite Ayatul Kursi. We read it once, Allah Ta'ala sends angels down to protect us. We read it twice, even more angels are sent down to protect us. We read it thrice, Allah Ta'ala Himself will protect us. So do we need any other protection? Learn and recite Surah Baqarah, ayah number 255, and you will also love it. Jazakumullah.
Jazakallahu khairan, that was Uzair Sayyid. Our next participant is Iman Hussein, with a good friend from Madrasa Islamia Freiburg.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A good friend, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person is likely to follow the faith of his friend. So look whom you befriend. Friendship is a special gift that Allah blesses us with. And we are very fortunate if we have many friends. How we choose our friends is very important. Our friends should be those who believe in and abide by our religion, Islam. We should stay away from those who are not well-mannered and those who don't pay attention to what pleases and displeases Allah. They will affect us very negatively. Good friends are those who share their companions both happiness and sadness. Instead of making friends with the misguided ones, we should befriend the righteous. Yet, treat the others in a noble and kind manner. The danger of having corrupt friends is not confined to this life only. We will be questioned for it on the day of resurrection too. So take heed before the day of judgment comes and we are punished for our acts. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallahu khairan. It was the voice of Iman Hussein from all the way from Freiburg. Next up we have Aisha Jafari with her favorite surah from Welcome Islamic School. Okay, Aisha Jafari is not around today. Next up we have Aisha Barday with Harms of Disrespecting Parents from Kimberley Islamic School.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. My topic for today is harms of disrespecting parents. The Quran states, do not even say oof to your parents, so how can we even be allowed to talk harshly to them or even argue with them? It is wrong and sinful to neglect our parents, especially when they need us the most, like when they are sick or old. If we are cruel and disrespectful to our parents, then our children will be cruel and disrespectful to us. A person once asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the right of parents over their children? He answered, they are your heaven or hell. We are to honor our parents, serve them, take care of them in such a way that pleases them. For we will find the pleasure of Allah in the pleasure of our parents. On the other hand, if we are disrespectful, disobedient, or careless towards our parents, we have just opened the door to Jahannam with this behavior. May Almighty Allah grant.
Jazakallahu khairan. That was Aisha Barday from Kimberley. Next up we have Khadija Motara with Kindness to the Creation from Madrasa Ansarul Muslimin, Potchefstroom.
Get lost! That dog is again, Yaya Maryam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How often do we hear these words every day? So a bad example is one of the many that I can tell you about. But today, I want to tell you what I've been taught regarding being kind to all of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us to be kind to one and all of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Human rights, animal rights, conservation rights, and every right of year of today. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, وَتَوَجُّدُ إِلَى النَّاسِ نِسْفُ الْأَقَلِ. Affection towards mankind is half of intelligence. He taught us not to cut down fruit trees, slaughter animals except for food, and even not to burn bees or destroy them, and not to harm animals, let alone use the word get lost when trying to get rid of them. He taught my parents to treat me and millions of girls' daughters, mothers, as a gift, at a time when girls are being buried alive. This is what it means to be a Muslim, and this is what a Muslim is taught about kindness to all creation. Jazakallah.
Jazakallahu khairan. That was the voice of Khadija Mutara from Pochefstroom. Next up we have Muhammad Bilal Tayyib with My Favorite Surah from Madrasa Baitul Aman, Rustenburg. Jazakallahu khairan. That was the voice of Muhammad Bilal Tayyib from Rustenburg. Next up we have Muhammad Muaz Firoz with his viewpoint on Ibrahim alayhi salam, the friend of Allah, from Madrasa Islamia Zirist.
This was the man for whom fire was made cool and comfortable. He was given the title of Khalil Warfare of Allah, respected ulama, elders, and my beloved friends. Do you know who this great being was? He was Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, the great, great grandfather of the Ummah. Ibrahim alayhi salam searched for what Allah when everyone in his village worshipped idols. It was this time that Allah bestowed him with the name of Khalilullah. He was commanded to leave his wife and innocent child in the middle of desert land without water or food. Ibrahim alayhi salam obeyed. Subhanallah wa tasabbar. May Allah grant us the desire to obey Allah just like Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam did. Ameen. Jazakallahu khairan.
Jazakallahu khairan. That was the voice of Muhammad Muaz Firoz from Ziris. Next up we have Muaz Rabat with a good friend from Al Huda Muslim School, Klagsdorp.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. المرء على دين خليلي. A person is on the religion of his friend. Remember the time you went to the shop with your mom to buy a new pair of khakis. You chose the one that not only looked smart but had to fit you well. It had to be comfortable, nice and soft, and help you to run very fast. Now that khaki is like your friend. When you choose a friend, you must be comfortable with them, and they must help you to do good things. I want to be a friend like Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who was the best friend to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He always stood by his side and never fought with him. One day, while protecting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they hit him so badly that he fell unconscious. Yet when he woke up, the only thing he wanted to see was our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He always stood by his side and never fought with him. At the time of Hijrah, he carried Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up to the top of the mountain. On the battlefield, he stood by his side. Oh, what a good friend you are. So if you want to have a good friend, you got to be one yourself. A friend indeed is the best friend indeed. Jazakumullah.
Jazakallahu khairan. That was the voice of Muaz Rawat from Clarksdorp. Next up we have Adia Mullabai with a good friend. From Madrasa Islamia, Kronstadt.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today I'm talking about a good friend. Who is a good friend? The one who laughs with you and then talks bad about you behind your back. No, no, no. A good friend is the one who respects you and will be with you all the time, either you are happy or sad. A good friend is the one who is a Muslim, as she will understand me better and guide me about Islam, and who has fear of Allah in the heart. Good friends cry when you leave. Fake friends leave when you cry. Good friends are hard to find. I have a message. We should have friends who love Allah. We should not have friends who does not love Allah. Because if they can leave Allah, they can leave you also. That's all I can say about a good friend. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Jazakallahu khairan. That was the voice of Atiya Mullabai. Next up we have Aisha Jafari with my favorite surah from Welcome Islamic School. Aisha Jafari is here. There was some miscommunication, but now Aisha Jafari will present my favorite surah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today my topic is about my favorite surah. I praise and thank Allah for making me a Muslim. Allah loves us out of His love. He gave us His blessed book of Quran. If you read it or listen to it, Allah will reward you. There are 114 surahs in this book and I like them all. But my favorite surah from all is Surah Al-Ikhlas, the purity. Allah says in this surah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Say He is Allah, the one and only. Allah is independent. He begets not, nor is He begotten, and there is none like Him. I like the surah because it's talking more about His oneness and greatness. The surah is too short, the meaning is so great. I wish everyone could believe in the oneness of Allah and asking Him only for the daily needs. Amen. Jazakullah.
Alright, inshallah, we're just going to now ask our grade 1s to grade 6, all the boys, to kindly go to the ladies' side, inshallah. We humbly request you, inshallah, to leave from the male side, go out of the hall, and go, inshallah, to the ladies' side, inshallah. Inshallah, Maulana Ibrahim and Gamia will coordinate that. Inshallah, the sister who is at the door on the lady side, inshallah, you can just wait for a few minutes. We will continue with the speeches, and as soon as the first speech is completed, then you can allow them to come, inshallah, in order for us to save some time. Alright, that was my co-MC, Maulana Zubair Minty. We have just completed the grade 1. We're still on category 1. The time is still 1 minute and 30 seconds. We're going now to the grade 2 classroom, inshallah. We're going all the way to Welcome, representing the Welcome Islamic School. Topic under discussion, kindness to the creation. We welcome on stage, Fezan Faiz Kader.
رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي. السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. To all parents, teachers and fellow friends, my name is Fuzan Kadath. I am 8 years old. I am a grade 2 learner at Welcome Islamic School. My topic for today is kindness to the creation. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. Allah is calling Himself kind. When we mention the religion of Islam, often the first word that comes to mind is peace. Allah Ta'ala shows His kindness on the people who are kind to His creation. The foundation of equality, love and kindness are deeply rooted in the structure of Islam. It stems from basic principle. In Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, ayah 107, Allah is telling for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. And we have sent you not but as a mercy to all creation. This means that Allah Ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mercy to us. He was a very kind person and He taught us how to be kind. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran that it is most hateful in the sight of Allah that you say something which you do not do. So let's remind others to always
Jazakumullahu khairan. That was the voice of Fezan Faiz Kader, all the way from Welcome Islamic School. We go on further, all the way to Potsdam, representing Madrasa Ansarul Muslimin. Topic under discussion, a good friend. We welcome on stage Farhan Ghani.
Friends on Facebook, 6,000 likes on Instagram, 250 WhatsApp messages, and 12,000 followers on Twitter. But wait, wait, wait. Are they really your friends? Do they sincerely like you or even know who you really are? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected teachers, parents, and friends. Most of us have friends. Anyone can have one. But what is a good friend? Well, let me tell you. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-maru ala dini khalilihi falyanzuru ahadukum ma yughalil." A person is on the religion of his friend. So be careful of who you befriend. A good friend is a friend who shares his lunch with you, one who helps you when you fall, one who wipes away your tears and makes you smile. A good friend is always there at the time of need. And that good friend was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the pillar of support, the companion in the cave, the first to accept Islam and sacrificed all his wealth for the cause of deen. This is really what a good friend is. So the next time, my dear friend, you pull my hair, even chip me, all you get is a kind and courteous smile. Instead of a punch in your face, I thank Allah for blessing me with good friends. A good friend is better than the most expensive time. Jazakallah.
Jazakumullahu khairan. That was the voice of Farhan Ghani, all the way from Madrasa Ansarul Muslimin, Potchefstroom. We go on further, coming back home, representing Jamia Islamia Mafeking. Topic under discussion, harms of disrespecting parents. We call on stage Mahmoud Sitsa.
Assalamu alaikum. Imagine the doors of Jannah are open for us now. Wouldn't we rush towards it? Please listen carefully. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The one who disobeys his parents will not even get the smell of Jannah." Today, children as young as me are backchatting and hitting their parents. We ignore them, say ach to them, and even call them stupids. But do we know all this makes Allah angry? In the Quran, we are commanded to be good to our parents, not to shout at them, and to speak kindly to them. What happens when our mothers wash our clothes at Omo? It removes the dirt completely, in the same way disrespecting parents washes away all our good actions. My beloved listeners, how would we feel if we were sent back from a roadblock this morning for not having a driver's license? Disrespecting parents is the roadblock for our entry into Jannah. My message is clear. Value your parents for your children to respect you. Jazakumullah.
Jazakumullahu khairan. That was the voice of Mahmoud Sitsha, harms of disrespecting parents, representing the Jamia Islamia Mahikeng. It's now time for us to go on the N4 all the way to the fastest growing city in the country, Rustenburg, representing the Nurul Iman Muslim School. We call on stage Nuseiba Adam. Topic under discussion, I am naughty, but I am curious.
Hi,
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Stop that, you naughty brat! You little rascal! Get your hands off that!
I hear these words quite a lot. In fact, in my life, the word naughty brat is like a zikr. What am I to do if I have a digit smile? What am I to do if I have daring eyes? What am I to do if I have an I didn't smile? Am I naughty? I may never have such an opportunity to defend myself again. So here's the truth. I'm an 8-year-old girl living in this big, fast, beautiful world. I have a brain that is growing by the minute. All around me, there are things that need answers. Does being curious mean being naughty? When I open mom's makeup drawer, I'm not naughty. I'm just dying to see which color suits me more, reds or browns. When I open dad's toolbox, I'm not naughty. I just want to know what a plier does. Can it pinch Ubaidullah's toes? Or can it pull out the doorknobs? I'm as curious as a cat. Nobody says that cats are naughty. So why does everyone call me naughty? I'm not naughty, but I'm curious. Jazakallah.
Jazakumullahu khairan. That was the voice of Nusayba Adam representing the Nurul Iman Muslim School out in Rustenburg. We remain in Rustenburg. We're going now to Husna Abdul Karim. Topic under discussion: Allah is watching us. She is representing Madrasa Baitul Aman, Rustenburg.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Husna Abdul Karim. My topic for today is Allah is watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator and has created each and everything around us. He knows, hears and sees everything, and nothing is hidden from him. No matter where we might be, we can never hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like to share with my listeners a very wonderful story about how a very good boy taught us a lesson on how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees our every action. One day, a teacher asked his students to go search a place where no one could see him and gave each and everyone a chicken to slaughter at that place. Days later, all the students returned and they all slaughtered their chickens, besides one boy who returned with his chicken still alive. His teacher asked him why he didn't slaughter the chicken. What do you think the good boy replied? He said that he went to a place where no one could see him, but then he remembered what he had learned in madrasa, that Allah is watching, and so he couldn't slaughter the chicken. Subhanallah. What a lesson for us to learn, that we should never ever forget the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu bima ta'maluna basir. And keep in mind that Allah is watching us all the time and He knows all that you do. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullahu khairan. That was the voice of Husna Abdul Karim representing Madrasa Baitul Aman, Rustenburg. It's time for us now to go to Ziras representing Madrasa Islamia Ziras. Topic under discussion: a good friend. We welcome on stage Hanzala Bam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He is kind, loyal, trustworthy, funny, loving, sharing and caring. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected teachers and friends, I think those are the qualities that make a good friend. A good friend supports you when times are tough and celebrates with you at times of joy. A good friend is someone who won't purposely hurt you, someone who makes you smile, and of course someone who practices amar bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar, helps you to do good and helps you to stay away from bad. A good friend is the one with whom you build a relationship. My ummi says that even if I have 1,000 followers on Instagram, 2,000 followers on Facebook, and 1,000,000 tweets on Twitter, can't make us or them good friends. Cause a good friend knows when you're moody, silly, weird, upset, and crazy, but still loves you. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to be lonely is better than having bad friends, and good friends are better than loneliness. A good friend is the one who loves you for the pleasure of Allah. So lastly, I would like to say, Inni uhibbukum fillah. I love you all for the pleasure of Allah, my beloved friends. Jazakallah.
Jazakumullahu khairan. That was the voice of Hanzala Bam all the way from Ziraz, representing Madrasa Islamia Ziraz. It's time for us now to go to Kimberley, representing the Kimberley Islamic School. Topic under discussion, my favorite surah. We welcome on stage Luqman Ghul.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My favorite surah in the Quran. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala rasulillah. Amma ba'd. Wal asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati. Watawasaw bilhaqi watawasaw bisabr. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There are 114 surahs in the Quran, and I only know a few of it. If I knew all of it, I would be called Hafiz Luqman. May Allah Almighty make me a good Hafiz of the Quran. Of the few surahs I know, my favorite surah is Suratul Asr. The surah, although very short, it has a very beautiful message. It sounds very melodious when recited, and it is easy to understand and memorize. So when the Imam recites the surah, I get very happy because I like it and I understand it. The great Imam Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi said, if Allah Ta'ala only revealed the surah, it would have been enough for the guidance of mankind. Allah in the surah takes an oath by time and then says that man who is astray, except those who believe and do righteous deeds and advise one another with truth and patience. So when the Imam recites the surah, I get very happy because I know it and I understand it. May Allah Ta'ala make us all of those who read, understand, and memorize.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullahu khairan to Luqman Ghul all the way from Kimberley Islamic School. It's time for us now to go to Clarkstop, representing Madrasa Islamia. We call on stage Fatima Zahra Adamji. Topic under discussion, Ibrahim alayhi salam, the friend of Allah. Humble request to one and all, as the learner is preparing herself to come on stage, we kindly request you to leave the hall in between the speeches, not while the speech is on. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam, indeed, Ibrahim alayhi salam was a leader, obedient to Allah, inclining to the truth, and did not associate partners with Allah. He was a man for whom fire was made cool and comfortable. He was given the name Khalilullah. Do you know who that great personality was? He was Nabi Ibrahim, the great grandfather of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibrahim alayhi salam searched and searched for one Allah. When his entire village worshipped idols, it was because of this that Allah Ta'ala gave him the title of Khalilullah. He was commanded to leave his wife and young child in the middle of desert land without food or water. Do you know what he did? He carried out the command of Allah Ta'ala. Up until today, we are enjoying the fruit of his sacrifice. Millions and millions are crunched from the well of Zamzam. He was later commanded to sacrifice the same son of his, Again he obeyed, and we know Ismail alayhi salam was replaced by Abraham. Thousands of years have passed, but up until today, we enjoy the fruit of his sacrifice. Millions and millions are quenched from the well of Zamzam. He was later commanded to sacrifice the same son of his. Again he obeyed, and we know Ismail alayhi salam was replaced by Abraham. Thousands of years have passed, but up until today we slaughtered an animal on Eid al-Adha to remember the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Thus alone tells us how much Allah Ta'ala loves his obedience.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah Khairan. That was the voice of Fatima Zahra Adamji representing Madrasa Islamia Klagsdorp. It's time for us to remain in Klagsdorp representing the Al-Huda Muslim School. Topic under discussion, kindness to the creation. We call Zain Adam. Shall I, Zain, you can just wait for us for a few minutes.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If we want to learn about true kindness, let us learn from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When thinking of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people don't really remember how good he was, but little ones like me. Let me tell you why I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. From what I've learned from my mom and dad, you know how it is when you have done something wrong and you know there's a big shouting coming from mommy and maybe even a punishment from daddy. Well, Anas radiallahu anhu said that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so kind and gentle that he served him for 10 years and he never once shouted at him for anything he did wrong. That's not all. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always showed kindness to little ones and prayed for them. I'm sure I would have really enjoyed a ride on his back, like Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu. My dear friends, I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. And even if I can't see him, I wish to be with him in Jannah. My dad has taught me some of the ways we can be with him in Jannah. It's really simple. Follow him, love him, be kind to people. May Allah give us Jannah and the company of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, inshaAllah.
Jazakumullah khairan. That was the voice of Zain Adam. Kindness to creation was the topic under discussion representing the Al-Huda Muslim School out in Klagsdorp. It's time for us to go all the way to Kroonstad representing Madrasa Islamia Kroonstad. Topic under discussion, my favorite surah. We call on stage Zahreen Dasu.
My favorite surah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This Meccan surah was revealed after a brief interval in Revelation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was anxiously awaiting its arrival because the enemies of Islam were taunting and gossiping about him. They said, Allah had deserted him. Then the beautiful verses were revealed. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى
والليل إذا سجى ما ودأك ربك وما قلى Like refreshing rain on parched soil. It informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah had never forsaken him. This gave him new strength which quietened his enemies and brought solace to his heart. Surah Duha informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah had never forsaken him. The term Duha means morning sun, when the sun rises high in the sky and brightens up the world, the best time of the day when we awake from slumber and a good night's rest. My favorite ayah in the surah is the following, وَلِلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ And Allah says, He will not be displeased with us in this world or the next. We are dear to Allah. How beautiful is this? Allah loves us.
Jazakumullah khairan. That was the voice of Zahreen Dasu, all the way from Kronstadt, representing Madrasa Islamia Kronstadt. Unfortunately, our learner from Kimberley, representing Madrasa Miftahul Ulum, could not be with us, Nasif Mukri. Unfortunately, he is not here this morning. We continue with the program. It's time for us to go for a detour, and we're going to call upon the melodious Tariq Uwais Malinga. And as our respected brother Tariq is coming forward, inshallah, I'm just going to give you a brief CV with regard to brother Tariq Uwais. Mashallah, Tariq Uwais Malinga, born and raised in Johannesburg. The brother of Faiz Malinga, brother Tariq, is 29 years of age, and mashallah, in 2012, he released his first album called Shukr Ya Allah. Currently, mashallah, brother Uwais has founded an Islamic organization called the Islamic Studies Center in Johannesburg, and also he is well-traveled in the African countries such as Malawi, Swaziland, Tanzania, etc. Alhamdulillah, his intentions are quite good, as always, as many of our nasheed reciters do, making dawah through his nasheed. And alhamdulillah, recently he has launched his latest album, which is called Journey of Life. I now hand you over to brother Tariq Uwais Malinga.
Subhana man sajada lahu al-mursalun سبحان رب العرش عما يصفون سبحان قاضي الحاجات سبحان رب السماء يا ربي يا ربي يا ربي اب میں ہو گیا جدا تم سے میں ہو جاؤں گا بدنام سچا پیار ہے یہ زندگی کا یادوں میں ڈوب جاتا ہوں ایک دن کی ہے یہ زندگی میرے پیار کی بس ایک خواہش ہے میرے دل کی مجھے چھوڑ کے نہ جانا تیرے پیار کی تعریف کر کے میں میرے دل کو آرام آتا ہے میرے الودود میرے एक दिन की है ये जिंदगी मेरे प्यार की कहानी है मुश्किलों में आप ही साथी हो और खुशी आप ही रोटी देते हो अल्लाह बादशाह सारी तखलीक के और सारी कायनात के मालिक है।